thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation, the one that we began on Consider This last week regarding the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture's response to the challenges faced by the creative economy. Now, joining us on the line, we have Tiara Jacqueline, founder of Infinity Group, the production company behind Puteri Gunung Ledang, Ola Bola and P. Ramlee the Musical. Tiara, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, thanks for having me.
I'm just wondering, Tiara, thinking about the way the world is going to be after the MCO and during a time of COVID, observing social and physical and social distancing is just going to be a part of our daily lives now, long after the MCO is lifted. Tiara, how do you see that specifically impacting the making and also the consumption of performing arts?
Wow. I think it's really going to be challenges that we as performing artists and people who work in theater, entertainment, music, film, we're all just going to have to deal with it, really. Because I think we spent a few days moaning about things and wondering what's going to happen. But what I've decided and what my company, Infinity, and I have decided is, you know what, let's assume we're not going to be open for another 2 years in the theatre, we're not going to be able to work for another 2 years in the theatre, what do we do next? And so we have pivoted as a company. We just decided if we never get to go on stage again for the next few years, what are we going to do? So I think the harsh reality of things is that it is going to be tough for everyone, but what do we do next about it is what I'm most interested in.
Tiara, do you think at this point in time, the big companies, perhaps with deeper pockets, with the ability to kind of see this through, as you say, your company, you can't in fact imagine not using the theatre for the next 2 years, that will separate you, the big players, from the smaller players who might not have the wherewithal, who might actually not survive this period?
Well, you know what, Sharad, the bigger the company, the deeper the bleed, really. People don't realize that. Because if you're a two-man show, it's just you and your partner. But if you have 25 people on staff, you can't so readily just say, you know what, I'm sorry, guys. We have to move on. And we have bills to pay. And no theater company in Malaysia is rich, I'll tell you that. Certainly not Infinity.
Have you had to ask your workers, the people who you employ, to take a pay cut? I mean, have you put them on no pay leave? What has been the realities for your company?
Okay, well, I tell you what, it's hit us like it's hit any other SME, and we have had staff that it pained me to have to make them go on pay leave. The rest of the staff who have stayed on, all our HODs, everyone's volunteered a pay cut, which is wonderful because it's helped us stay alive. But yeah, with no end in sight, you know, that's the thing we've had to deal with.
Right.
Tiara,
last Friday, the minister talked a lot about moving, the performing arts, the performance arts online, a virtual performance, so to speak. Do you see that as happening? I'm wondering about the consumption of the performance arts after this or during this time. You talked about 2 years or perhaps, the timeline for recovery. In that 2 years, can online solutions really fill in the gap?
Well, I tell you what, Melissa, it used to be taboo for any performing artist to imagine their work being consumed anything but live because of the whole experience and the whole drama of watching something live, right? But reality sucks. Reality really just hits you on the head and you think about survival. And so, the greats of musical theatre like Andrew Lloyd Webber have decided, you know, the way forward is to stay online, otherwise you people forget about you. Mm-hmm. You become irrelevant. And so that's what we've done, actually. funnily enough, in the last 1 week, we decided Infinity is going to go online and we set up video on demand channel on Vimeo. It's called Infinity V, where we're putting all our shows online one by one, one at a time. And we're hoping that if we never get to put a show on in the theater again, we're going to find a way to put our shows we might hopefully get a stage at least and put it on and stream our shows live to audiences all around the world, which might be a blessing in disguise for us, really. Instead of moaning about it, we're just kind of like, guys, what do we do? Okay, the only way is to go online. How do we go online? So we started going through our library of what do we own that we can sell, you know, to TV, to Netflix, to Astro, and to everyone. So,
yeah, I guess the question is, Tiara, you know, not just what you can sell, but what people are willing to buy. And we were just speaking to Isa and Satrina from Chindano. They're going to do a survey of audiences. What is it that audiences are going to be willing to put money, hard cash down for? But, I mean, apart from that, there's also this question of, I mean, your previous productions you put online, fine. But what about new productions? How do you create new work under the demands of social distancing?
Yeah, we're already thinking about how we're going to be. We've already started doing Zoom rehearsals and readings online. We're working with choreographers to record bits of dance choreography, send it to actors. So, don't forget, we're supposed to be staging Putri Gunung Ledang in July this year. So we've already sold 7,000 tickets for the show, and now we're having to think about now what happens to our show. If we don't get to do the show, what do we do? If we get to do the show, it's on in 2 months. We need to start thinking about rehearsing it, and right. We are doing that right now, actually.
I see. Okay.
So, do plan A, plan B, plan J and K and L.
Work your way through the alphabet, Tiara. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. I appreciate your time and sharing your personal experiences with your company going through these difficult times. Thank you, Tiara. That's all the time we have on the show for you tonight. I'm Melissa Idris with Misha Radkutan signing off for this episode of Consider This. We'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching and good night.